You're listening to SBS News.
The team at University College London have detected water vapour in the atmosphere of a planet called K2-18b, a so-called super-Earth with habitable temperatures. Dr. Angelo Ciaris, an astronomer at UCL, says the team used the Hubble Space Telescope to analyse starlight filtered through the planet's atmosphere.
This is the first time that we have discovered an atmosphere around a planet that is not a gas giant, a super-Earth, and it is within the habitable zone of a star. This means that it has the right temperature to host liquid water.
The planet orbits the dwarf star K2-18 in the Leo constellation, outside Earth's solar system. Astrophysicist Dr. Ingo Waldman is quick to clarify factors including higher exposure to radiation than Earth means it's not yet appropriate to consider it a future alternative host planet.
We're not about to move to K2-18b. For one thing, it's very far away. The other thing is it's not Earth-like necessarily, right? It's a heavier planet and it has a hydrogen-dominated atmosphere. So it might be habitable, but we don't know that quite yet fully. Now, given it's so far away, we don't really have any other choice but stay on our own Earth. So it's important to make Earth great again, rather than looking for an alternative to go to.
K2-18b is one of hundreds of so-called super-Earths, planets with a mass somewhere between that of Earth and Neptune that have been discovered. The planet sits in a system more than 100 light-years away, meaning that an image captured in 2019 is an image of the planet 100 years ago. Light takes only 7 to 8 minutes to come from our Earth to the Sun, but 100 years to reach K2-18b. Dr. Ciaris says while this discovery is significant, travel to the planet is impossible with current technology.
The main question that we're trying to answer here is whether Earth is unique in the galaxy or not. We are looking to find other planets that have similar conditions to Earth, but of course this is not in order to find a place where we could go. This is still science fiction.
The next generation of space telescopes, including the European Space Energy's Ariel mission, will be able to characterise atmospheres in more detail as they will carry more advanced instruments. Ariel is due to launch in 2028 and will observe 1,000 planets outside our solar system to get a more detailed picture of factors such as their temperatures and the elements within their atmospheres. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.